Steve Traxel spent 16 seasons in Major League Baseball with five teams. He won nearly 150 games, and he will be featured prominently in the new 30 for 30 Long Gone Summer tonight. It's the documentary about the summer of 1998 and the great home run chase between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. So great to have Steve joining us on the phone line here. Steve, thanks for taking time.
Oh, you're very welcome, guys. Thanks for having me.
Steve, you gave up home run number 62 to Mark McGwire, which at the time was the record setter. It broke Roger Maris' single-season record. Let's start here. Take us back to Busch Stadium in that summer of 1998. What do you remember about that moment?
You know, the moment specifically was, home run was quick. I think it was probably the shortest one he'd ever hit. And then just the celebration, with the Cubs, we were in a playoff race. So, we were kind of focusing on that, but we actually did talk about, the fact that he was getting close and that we didn't want to be either the guys or the team to give up number 62. Obviously he hit 61 the night before off Mike Morgan. And I remember Scott Servais and I talking about it, at our pregame meeting. It's like, we don't want to have it happen tonight. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out that way. And, it was pretty crazy for the next few weeks when after the history was made there. So,
Steve, legacies are funny things, right? It's very rare for someone to be able to dictate their legacy, to be able to control the narrative around them. But you are most likely remembered for that pitch, despite the rest of your career. How have you, over the years, reconciled that?
It was kind of crazy, for the first few weeks. It was just, I had to talk about it nonstop, with reporters. Every time we went to a new town, it was kind of like the same questions over and over. And then as he started getting closer to 70, it really kind of died down quite a bit. And then, the next, was it 2 years later, I guess, when Barry set the new record, it really kind of went away until Mark came out and said that he had been taking performance-enhancing drugs, and it started all over again. I was actually at a big charity event in New York the day that he announced, and there was a lot of New York reporters there. And obviously, they all knew about it before I did, so I was just there having a good time, and next thing I know, I was holding a giant interview in the lobby of this charity event, and it kind of went crazy again for a few weeks there again. So, and now it's back. So hopefully, I've been actually doing more interviews in the past 10 days than, I've done in 5-6 years.
I'm surprised with that, Steve, considering your nickname's the human rain delay. I figured you would have had many interviews with that nickname.
I've had a few. I actually have a beer coming out in about 3 weeks here in San Diego that's called the human rain delay. So, yeah, that one that has stuck around a little bit.
That's awesome.
Well, Steve, I'll send you my address. I'd love to try some of that. So, I guess my question for you, Steve, is interesting because us three are talking about baseball and the dilemma, if you want to use that for a word right now, between the owners and the players. I'm just curious, during that time with Sosa and McGwire, and people forget, Ken Griffey Jr. was also a huge part of that home run race. Was there an internal belief within baseball among the players that this was going to resurrect baseball after the 94 strike?
I don't know if it was in the moment. For us, with being at Wrigley, I think we were pretty fortunate that we were sold out every day anyway. Maybe in some of the other stadiums, I could see maybe like in Pittsburgh or Baltimore where they weren't drawing as well. That could have definitely been a factor. But after June, you were basically, we're playing a day game. Whatever Sammy did that day, we'd go look and see what Mark had done the night before, and then you watch Mark that night to see if he, added to it, and then we'd be back the next morning talking about it. It's like, okay, Sammy's got to hit, whatever, one or two today to kind of get closer, and it just kind of went back and forth like that every day for, a good 2 months.
We're chatting with former Major League pitcher Steve Traxel here, 16 seasons in Major League Baseball. Steve, as we look back on it now, the steroid era was not exclusive to hitters. There were pitchers involved, but it was primarily hitters or position players who were involved in the mix. At the time, as someone who was playing in that era, how aware were you of what was going on?
I don't think it was a situation where we were 100% sure of anything. There was a lot of question marks and suspicions, you know, coming from all over the place. I honestly never remember once being asked a question by a reporter about it at that time. I think our suspicions were more like a second baseman who hit two or three a year, and then all of a sudden he's hitting 26. Those were the guys, I think, that were probably more brought up in the clubhouse. You know, Mark and Sammy were hitting homers well before. So you just kind of assume that those guys were just, you know, just getting better. And, you know, the guys that you didn't even know that all of a sudden would hit 30, you know, those were the guys that, you know, we would talk about and say, okay, something a little crazy might be going on here. But never once saw anything in the clubhouse, never talked about it with anybody. And, you know, it was all just kind of rumors and suspicions.
We're talking to Steve Straxel, former MLB pitcher, also known as the human rain delay, who gave up Mark McGwire's 62nd home run. Steve, real simple. Should guys like Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire be in the Hall of Fame?
I'm a no on those guys. Just from the simple fact of cheating. I'm sure there's guys in there now, and you talk about guys in the back in the history of there's always guys that cheated and, you know, or questionable characters and all of that are already in there. But for me it became an unlevel playing field, and I've kind of had to reconcile with myself over the years that, you know, I must have been doing something pretty good for, you know, a lot of these guys to have to take steroids to step in the box and face me. And you know, I just don't think that those guys should belong in the Hall of Fame.
Steve, did you watch the Lance Armstrong E60, 30 for 30?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm just curious, because now that you are talking about steroids and watching that, did that bring back a lot of the memories of your time in Major League Baseball?
Not too much.
Okay.
I mean, I did this interview probably, I think it was 13 or 14 months ago. So, yeah. You know, it kind of got brought up back then. And then, you know, I know it was supposed to be airing originally during spring training, and as well as the Tribeca Film Festival. So I kind of forgot about it for a little while once the, you know, COVID shut everything down. But yeah, like I said, like the past two and a half weeks, it's kind of come back up now that we knew it was going to come on, and, you know, I've been doing a lot more press and that type of stuff. So
we're chatting with Steve Traxel, 16-year Major League veteran. Steve, I want to drill a little bit deeper here about the question that you answered previously when Jen asked you if you think that those guys belong in the Hall of Fame. Your answer was no. I'm curious what you think their legacy then is. What do you feel Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa's legacy in Major League Baseball should be?
It's kind of hard to say. I mean, I think that's something that changes throughout the years. I've not seen either one of them since, gosh, I haven't talked to Sammy or seen Sammy since 1999. I know Mark was here in San Diego where I live, hitting coach for a little while, but I never ran into him coming to games or anything. You know, there's definitely a positive legacy of that year of helping bring the game back. And I kind of think, you know, hopefully that'll happen again tonight, you know, with no baseball. It may help spur everyone's excitement to get something done and get these guys back. But, you know, I really have no idea how to answer how their legacy should or shouldn't be viewed.
Well, it's not easy to speak necessarily as a competitor about a moment that resulted in you giving up a home run, albeit a milestone home run. But, you know, we certainly appreciate you coming on and giving us your perspective. You were a part of history. As we've talked about, 16 seasons in Major League Baseball with five different teams is a heck of a career, and we really appreciate your perspective on something that we'll be watching tonight, the 1998 season and the great home run chase between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. Steve Traxel, thanks so much for taking time with us.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.